Hello, my friends. It's Adrian Salbucci once again from Buenos Aires in Argentina. I've decided to make this special video, The Well from Hell, about the Deepwater Horizon. Now, first of all, a disclaimer. I am not a geologist, nor a physicist, nor an engineer. I am a geopolitical and economics analyst. So wisdom is to know what you don't know, and what I am about to speak about is the common sense of a working family man who sees the global power elite, sees how they work, and I'm trying to fit in the Deepwater Horizon mega event into this whole scheme of the global power elite. You will probably, many of you know that I've already uploaded many videos onto YouTube and also on my site www.asalbucci.com.r, where I try to unmask the global power elite. I try to explain how they work. I try to infer what they're up to and what their next steps would be. And I'm trying to give some suggestions as to how we can all fight back from our respective countries. I believe that the Deepwater Horizon event of the 20th and the 22nd of April, in a way, is America's Chernobyl. You will have seen that amongst the videos that I've uploaded, I've already described how the New World Order power elite works. We've described the Second Republic Project, which is a way of fighting them back. We have described the financial collapse that is ongoing at this time. And in December 2009, I uploaded a video with the 12 triggers that I believe are taking us from wrapping up globalization to ushering in a world government. Trigger number 8, I called it a nuclear accident like Chernobyl. Well, I was wrong actually in the detail. It wasn't a nuclear accident, it was going to be an oil spill accident. Now, please listen very carefully to what I am about to say, especially if you live near anywhere in the Gulf of Mexico. Let's first of all see who we are dealing with. First of all, British Petroleum. Who's British Petroleum? It's not British, first of all. It's 40% UK-owned, 39% US-owned, 10% the rest of the world, and then there's an 11% of various private shareholders. Its largest shareholders, and therefore its global ultimate owner, is JP Morgan Chase Bank, who owned 29%. Then the British insurance company Legal & General own about 8%, and then the governments of Norway, China, Dubai, and Singapore own sizable shares. Until September of last year, when he resigned after 12 years, British Petroleum was led by one Peter Sutherland. Peter Sutherland was British Petroleum chairman since 1997. He is also the chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was a director of the Royal Bank of Scotland. He is the chairman of the London School of Economics, where many of these funny economics ideas have come from throughout the decades. He was the director general of the World Trade Organization. He is with the World Economic Forum. He is in the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group, about which I spoke in my previous video. He is the European chairman for the Trilateral Commission. He is the vice chairman for the European Roundtable of Industrialists. He is a financial consultant to the Holy See, to the Vatican, since December of 2006. We are talking about a very powerful insider. And he was in charge of Halliburton until he left in September of last year. He seemed to have gone away just at the right time. The second dramatis personae, Halliburton, they were in charge of cementing the well and the well cap. The Wall Street Journal calls them the primary culprit of what's happening. They were one of the main contractors in the Iraqi war. They moved their headquarters out of the U.S. and into Dubai. And their former chairman was somebody we all know, Dick Cheney, vice president of the United States. And amongst his present directors, we can see Lawrence Eagleburger, Kenneth Dare, who is also a top director of Chevron. And you all remember that Chevron was Condoleezza Rice's favorite oil company. The third dramatis personae, Goldman Sachs. Funny, they sold 44% of their British Petroleum shares in the first quarter of 2010. That's 4,680,822 shares. And we all know that Goldman Sachs runs the U.S. Treasury and probably runs the government. The New York Times called it Government Sachs instead of Goldman Sachs. Amongst its top luminaries, Robert Rubin, Timothy Geithner, the present Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Blankfein, who's been in Congress, Henry Paulson, George Bush's Treasury Secretary. No matter who's in power, they seem to run the Treasury Secretary. And the fourth, the United States government. Obama has shown to be absolutely useless to do anything to stop the oil spill, to even react properly. We have had better reactions and clearer declarations from the governors of Louisiana, Alabama, from senators in Congress, people from those states, and from the federal government in Washington. The only thing he did, which was okay, a six-month moratorium that he proposed to block further drilling in the Gulf, but Federal District Court Judge Martin Feldman, who owns stock in major oil interests, including Transocean, said no, and he stopped it right there on its tracks. Now, I believe that, and I said this in my previous video, 15th June, when I was analyzing some of these triggers, that the Deepwater Horizon has all the trappings of a false flag event. Look at the funny hole on the helipad. I talked about that in my previous video. Goldman Sachs' star speculator, Fabrice, Fabulous Fab they call him, Tour, in an email he sent on the 19th of April 2010, just one day before, he's a guy who's being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission because of funny dealings and wheelings at Goldman Sachs, he bragged to a girlfriend that his firm was about to take a short position in the Gulf, and he said, and I quote, "One oil rig goes down and we're going to be rolling in dough." Mr. Tour then added in that email, "Suck it, fishies and birdies." Now, what is the main problem? The main problem that we have at the Deepwater Horizon explosion and sinking is that the blowout preventer failed. That was supposed to have been done by Halliburton. The well casing has been pierced and is rapidly eroding and it has fractured the ocean floor. But not only did British Petroleum tap into an oil reserve, they tapped into what is 40% methane and other gases, benzene, hydrogen sulfide, so forth. Now, experts say that there are 4 to 5 cracks or fissions in the well, and that a large gas bubble of methane, which is highly explosive, it's the gas out of your stove, 15 to 20 miles across and tens of feet high, is building under the ocean floor. Now, they say that this can explode, and it would be an explosion of the magnitude of Mount St. Helens in Alaska, but under the water. Now, the British Petroleum well site is 50 kilometers from Louisiana. That bubble would not only send a toxic cloud over the entire populated area of the Gulf Coast, but it would also create a tsunami wave which would head towards Florida, for example, at 600 miles an hour. On top, as far back as 11 months ago, it was concerned about the well casing in the blowout preventer. The problem is that the methane, located deep in the bowels of the earth, is under tremendous pressure. We're talking about 100,000 pounds per square inch, 100,000 pounds per square inch. And experts like Petroleum World say that shut-off valves and safety measures were built to stop 1,000, maybe 2,000 pounds per square inch. This is 100,000 pounds per square inch. Geologist Chris Landau told Petroleum World, and I quote, "British Petroleum has drilled into a deep core oil volcano that cannot be stopped regardless of the horizontal drills the company claims will stop the oil plume or oil cloud, underwater oil clouds, in August. They're talking about 2 relief wells. Will they work? Because it seems to be, and Tony Hayward said this in Congress, their last chance. They have to drill 5,000 feet down, and when they get to 5,000 feet down, which is the ocean bed of the Gulf of Mexico, they have to go a further 18,000 feet. This was never tried before. This is beyond human technology at this point anyway. Remember, it's their last shot. If the 2 relief wells, which will only be ready in August, if they fail, they have no other ideas. Now, the Washington Post on the 23rd of June said, in an article that's called "Every Day, Another Way to Define Worst Case Scenario," they quote Matt Simmons, from an oil investment firm, saying that we're going to have to evacuate coastal areas of the Gulf state. Not only are people concerned about all the things I just described, but there are also clouds of poisonous gas, and already fishermen are starting to feel very, very ill, and people in the Gulf area are also starting to fall sick. Now, the worst hurricane season is going with Nicolas Cage in 2009. He's a guy who can see, because he received a whole series of very funny numbers, he can start predicting when catastrophic events will occur. As he is watching the television, we learn from a supposed newscaster that an oil rig has blown up in the Gulf of Mexico, and they show almost exactly the same images of the Deepwater Horizon. This was a year before. Many of you may have heard of the Illuminati New World Order card game. It was done in 1995. It's rather mysterious little thing. You can see it on the internet. There is a disaster card which shows a tarred flamingo and says, "This is an attack to destroy any coastal place." Now, this is the same card pack that has another card showing the World Trade Center. Mind you, this is 1995, and one of the towers being cracked by a huge explosion. And then another card showing the Pentagon with a huge explosion inside.